longtime member of Major League Baseball, one of the great Canadian ball players of all time, and a big part of MLB Network, friend of the show, Ryan Dempster, back on Overdrive. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Evening. How's things?
Well, we're doing well.
We're
still talking about the Raptors. I mean, as a Canadian, were you kind of tracking what the Raptors were doing?
No doubt. I mean, let's face it, you know, hockey's over. I don't really, like, wholeheartedly follow the CFL much anymore. So when there's something in the sports world in Canada going on, like the Toronto Raptors being in the NBA final, it kind of sparked my natural love of basketball a little bit, and I started watching all the games, and it was awesome. I was actually in Toronto Thursday night and got out just as they were winning the game on the way out to St. Mary's. But what an incredible thing for the city and for the country.
As a former pitcher, when you look at Marcus Stroman and the situation he finds himself in, where it feels like all of baseball is kind of focused on him, people in Boston hate him, people in New York love him because people in Boston hate him. You know, people in Toronto are fascinated with his future, although I can't picture him having much of a future here in Toronto. How do you feel about the scenario that Marcus Stroman currently finds himself in?
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's exciting. He's a great personality for the game. He's a guy that wears his emotions on his sleeve. He loves being the underdog. You know, he talks about that. And I love watching him pitch. I love watching him compete, you know, to see a guy who... When you watch the draft, the size, it's always about how big somebody is or how strong they are. And when you have a guy that's not really that big in stature but plays like he's 6'5" out on the mound, it's fun to watch. And he's got great stuff, and he helps the Blue Jays every fifth day. And I'm sure somebody around there who would like some starting pitching, not just this year but for next year too, would really love to have him on their side and go out there and helping them.
I never had a teammate where you just – drop into a city and they drop hints that, you know, I would like this to be my next destination. For the longest time, Marcus has always said, love the Jays, love Canada, but it seemed like this week, it's like, I'd love New York, I love the Yankees, I'd love to be here. You ever had that situation where, I don't know what that does amongst your teammates. I know the guy's probably going anyway, but what's that kind of feel like?
Yeah, early on in my career, every time we went to Chicago, the entire bus ride would be like, man, we got to play here. Who wouldn't love to play here? You know, I think that, listen, he knows he plays in a great town. He loves Toronto. He's never been shy about that. But for some guys, there's an appeal to play in other places and, you know, to play as part of the Yankees and what that means and the pressure of playing in New York. It's a different beast, you know. It's not like that everywhere, and you got to be highly accountable on a day-in, day-out basis. And you see pitchers and players who come to New York, and it doesn't work out well for them, and it's hard times. So, you know, I think, you know, it's got to be a hard thing sometimes. He's a human being, and he's always constantly talked about being traded or where he might play next or where his future is. But, right now he's in a Toronto uniform, and he's got to go out there and do his job for them. But, you know, he's a good young pitcher in this game, and is capable of doing some special things out on the mound.
With MLB Network analyst Ryan Dempster, the Jays are in Yankee Stadium tonight. Clayton Richard is on the mound for the Jays, and he has a job to do because I'm sure he wants to win the game, but I also believe he doesn't want to be a part of history because the Yankees have hit a home run in 27 straight games, and they have a chance to put up a 28th tonight. If you're Clayton Richard and you're preparing for the game, how often is that popping into your mind that the Yankees mash and they're on the verge of breaking records in terms of home runs in consecutive games?
Well, the record thing, I think you don't even really think about. I don't remember too many times over my entire career ever paying attention to what record somebody else has got. It's, you know, maybe like a 3,000th punch out or something like that. But listen, they're going to hit their homers. They do that day in and day out. Even their B lineup mashes. So now they got these big righties in there. I think the biggest thing you focus on is only give up solo homers. Try not to give up the big homer, the three-run homer, or, you know, the one with the bases loaded. If you can work on just giving up solo homers, hopefully your guys score more and just execute pitches because they thump all of them. 1 through 9, they can all hit the ball at the ballpark. They got a tremendous lineup, especially against left-handed pitching.
Was there, like, one lineup, Ryan, for you that you would just, like, go into the game and you're like, man, I don't really want to face these guys because it's like one after another after another after another.
Yeah, I remember facing the Yankees in 1998. Yeah. You look at that year they had that team. They were unbelievable, and it was. And he started the game, and it's just one guy after another: Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams, Tino Martinez, Daryl Strawberry, and Paul O'Neill. And you're just like, what the heck? Come on, can the pitcher hit? I know it's the American League, but can we let him hit? Somebody else like that doesn't mash, go up there. But going through that's you always have a saying when you go out there and you're going through a lineup and you're going through with your catcher before the game. Who don't we let us beat us tonight? Like, who's the guy that doesn't beat us? The Yankees right now have like three or four of those guys, and that's tough to navigate through.
With Ryan Dempster, a big story recently in baseball that has caused a big stir up here in Canada is this Tampa Bay Rays Montreal Expos mashup. And I guess the Rays owner came out and spoke on it today. And even though they just got the go ahead to explore the option, I'm pretty sure he said he thinks it's the best option. So again, I don't even know if he's been to Montreal. But I feel like this is politicking. I feel like they're still trying to get some money out of government down there. They want to get a new building. But as a player, if you were faced with this opportunity and you were a free agent and the owner said, we'd love for you to be here. We'll pay you, whatever price you feel you need to be paid. But half the year you're living and playing in Tampa and the other half you're living and playing in Montreal, what would your reaction be?
My reaction would be that that's no good. That's just
I want a trade.
Yeah, just like, that's a lot. Like, you guys have families. You got a lot of things to think about. Where am I going to put my kids in school? What are we going to do? And half the year you're going to be here. Half the year you're going to pay Florida taxes, which there's no state tax. And half the year you're going to pay taxes in Montreal, which is about 50% of your paycheck. So there's a lot of factors that I think would deter guys as free agents from signing there. Now, with that being said, I would love to just see there to be no team in Tampa and have a team in Montreal and put the stadium downtown. And I think you make a build a smaller type stadium, and I think that you would get a good crowd if you did that. I think that they could support that. You don't need 40,000, but if you had a 28 to 32,000 seat stadium, I think you could do that. And it would be great just to see that. And then what do you do with the logo and the merchandise? Like, what, half the time I got to get a different color pair of shoes? Like,
no kidding.
Who can do that? That's
what's the
tough draw.
What's the team name?
No one knows.
Is it the, the Les Expos, the Rays? Or, we don't know what we're going with here. So I just think there's too many undecideds, and I would like to see either just one way or the other. I don't want to have to cheer for two teams during the year.
It's Les X-Rays.
Oh, it's the X-Rays.
The X-Rays.
Yes.
That's getting
Les
a lot of
X-Rays.
Love. It's getting a lot of love. Yeah, I think it's insulting, I think, to both fan bases. It's patronizing to Montreal.
Like, you got to just move the team, pick one or the other. It's just...
Like, we don't really believe in you, but maybe half the games. And
like, for 40, we could do it.
Yeah, exactly. We can give you 40. After that, you guys are really basically a AAA club. But
I personally, I have a little soft spot because I love the Stad. I love going out there and listening to the guy in the Vuvuzela going all game, and Yuppie, and I love the logo, and it's like one of my favorite jerseys. And I used to get up in the mornings and watch them on the French channel back in Gibson's, British Columbia. So I have a little bit of a soft spot for the Les Expos.
Yeah, well, listen, I think people in Montreal are desperate. They'd love to just have a team, but I don't know. Like, we talked about it when the report came out.
Dude, I told you. Like, I went to a home opener in Montreal playing in the playoffs, rammed, second game, 4,000 people.
Yeah, which is Tampa. That's what they it's again, it's not like it's, we're thinking New York. We could go to New York. They don't have a team. I think people in New York would support a team. It's a city that hasn't worked and another city that hasn't worked and try to amalgamate the two. And, like, if they make it to the playoffs, who gets to host the playoffs? Like, you're going to have it's a disaster in the making.
I think that it would be better off, and maybe I'm wrong, but didn't the Alouettes start to draw better once they went down to McGill?
Yes, they did, significantly.
And I think having an idea where you get on a train out to the Stade Olympique, where, you might get a rave going on there at some point while the game's going on, which actually happened when I was a player. So I think it's just a different element. I think if you had a stadium downtown that wasn't, overly aggressive as far as having to fill it with huge capacity that I think you could draw. I think you could draw well. And then just the dynamic comes, how do you recruit free agents? Because we see it all the time. Guys turn down trades to California because of the state tax. And now you have a chance to say you're going to tax you even at a higher rate to play in Canada. You have to pay for that. And when you don't have the revenue, it's hard to pay for that. So it makes it for a really, really tough situation.
All right, circle back with Ryan Dempster. You just said that when you were playing at the Big O, there was a rave taking place outside of the stadium?
Inside of the stadium.
Inside.
It was awesome. I started the night before. I went to the field, and I would go do a run. And I'm doing runs. I'm lapping the field in the outfield. And every time I would get to the center field wall, I'd hear this, like, boom, 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 and it'd get louder, and then it would fade away as I'd go down the left field. And then I'm like, okay, so I finished my running, and now I'm just kind of in a cool-down period. I'm like, I want to find out what this noise is. What's this thump that's going on? And I can tell it's kind of music, but I don't know if, like, there's construction going on, somebody's just jamming back there, or one of the guys getting his car washed, and it's, I don't know. So I make my way all the way under the tunnel, and I see all these dudes in white, like full-on white, and it was a whiteout. So they were all wearing all-white clothes, and they were in, like, some sort of auxiliary-type room, and they were just glow sticks were flowing, and people were having fun. So I just went back to the locker room and told everybody, grab your glow sticks, and let's suit up, boys, and let's go grind, dance their way out there in the outfield.
Wow.
It was pretty, I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was incredible. I loved it.
A rave inside the Big O.
You know, things. Baseball is a strange game. You never know what you're going to see when you go to the ballpark.
I guess so. Great stuff, Ryan. We always appreciate it. Thank you for this.
Hey, guys. Absolutely. Great talking with you.
Here's Ryan Dempster, longtime MLB pitcher and MLB network analyst.